Thank you for calling. To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hello.
Oh. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, this is Lady Ash. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, awesome. Hi, am I speaking to Barrett?
Speaking, yes.
Okay, sir, we have a client interview scheduled for you today.
Yes, ma'am.
I was also the one who spoke to you last week. So this call will take 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time?
Yes, sure.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your time. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes. First of all, thank you for thank you in advance for your time to get this client interview completed. The main purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So I will first be verifying your business information, then I'll be discussing relevant keywords, and then we will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process with you. And before we get started, I see that you've also already signed the terms and conditions, so thank you for that. Now let us set up the security question on your account. So this security question is for your protection, Barrett. Anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. And the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first name. Which one would you like to choose?
Where was I born? City.
City you were born, and the answer will be?
E-R-I-Z-E-N. Prizren.
C, hold on, let me make sure. C-R-I-Z-R-E-N.
Oh, P as in Peter. P as in Peter.
You're cutting in and out. The first letter is P as in Peter?
Yes.
Okay. Prizren. Thank you.
Yes, Prizren. Correct.
Let me put that in. Okay. Thank you for that. And then I'll go through the business information to make sure that everything that we have here is correct. So in case you hear anything that is incorrect, just let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So the business name is All About Landscaping, and the address we have is 142 Maltby Street at Shelton, 06484.
Yep, Shelton, Connecticut.
Yes, Connecticut. And then is this a home address or an office location?
Yep. Home address.
Yes, okay. Are you okay to show your address in your Google business profile, or would you prefer to have it hidden?
Sure. It doesn't matter. Why not?
Okay, all right. And are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Insured. I had business registration before. Insured.
Okay. Thank you. And then I see here that you already have a website, all about landscapingct.com. Would you like to keep the same website?
That would be nice.
Sorry, you're breaking in and out. Would you
that will be nice to keep the same one. We have the same one.
Okay. Okay. All right, then. And so let me take note of it. We will promote this website in our listings. And then I'd also like to discuss about the call tracking number with you. So call tracking is one of the products that comes included in the package. This is a Google-endorsed product, and it follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. So if you will be having a call tracking number, we will create a new phone, and it will have a local area code. That is the number that we will include everywhere online, including in the most important websites like Facebook and Google. With a call tracking number, you will be able to track and manage all the calls in from the marketing campaign. You will also be able to play back, listen to those calls after, if in case you want to any prospects, and it can also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketer calls, and the calls will still go directly to your phone number ending in 8227. So would you want us to create a call tracking number for you?
What is 8227?
That's the phone number that we have, the primary phone number that we have on the account. The 203-666-8227.
Oh, that's not my phone.
Oh, that's the number that I actually dialed to reach you. Is this incorrect?
Yep, you dialed from a different. You dialed from a different company, which is similar like yours, for a track number.
Oh, so you already have like a call tracking service or a dialing service?
Correct.
Okay.
Got it.
I see. So.
But I'm not happy with them.
Okay. So would you like us to create a new call tracking number for you?
Yes.
Guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Separate. I want to see separate.
Okay. We can have that done.
My phone number is 203. Write it down. My cell phone number is 203-556-9971. This is the direct line that I answer the phone call.
Okay.
The one you just mentioned, that's from a different company here locally in Norwalk. But I'm not happy with them. Number one, they're too expensive. Number two, I don't see a jack shit from this one.
Oh, that sounds...
So, I want to change.
Yep, we can definitely have it change into a new number, and the calls will still go directly to your phone number ending in 9971. Okay? So, we'll have that updated.
Correct.
And then the email address, is this correct? EJOMA1112@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. I'll have that updated in here. And someone from our call tracking number team will be reaching out to you with the call tracking phone number is available. And by that time, you can cancel the other service you have for the phone number. Okay? And then...
Mm-hmm.
I'd also discuss and go over through the keywords. So these keywords are the services that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So do you mainly do landscaping services?
Mm-hmm.
So is this the main service that you'd want your potential customers to find you for?
Correct.
Okay. All right, then. Let me know if all of these keywords would apply to the services that you provide. We can put in lawn care services, lawn maintenance, landscaping service, landscape maintenance. Do you also do tree trimming?
Yes.
Okay. Then how about gardening service, paver installation?
Yes.
Fence services?
Yes. Yes.
How about
stonework? Masonry.
Stonework. Okay, I'll have that added. Stonework, masonry. How about tree planting and artificial turf?
Shrubs. No artificial, no.
Not artificial turf, okay.
Lawn mowing too, right?
Yes, that would be included in the lawn care services, but yeah, we can have that added too. Lawn mowing, anything else that, any other services that you provide that they have not mentioned?
Fall cleanup, spring cleanup.
Okay.
Leaf removals.
Okay.
Mulching, topsoil.
Okay. Aeration, do you do that too?
Aeration, yes.
Okay. All right. And anything else?
Power washing. Pressure washing, power washing.
Okay.
Snow plowing.
All right. And I'll also send you an email of the keywords that we went through in case you need to add or update anything. You can reply to that email so we can make the necessary changes. And then for the next part, I'll just have a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. So first, is there anything unique about the business or is something that sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, I'm a fast responder.
Okay.
I take pride of my work. I'm clean, neat.
Huh? Do you do free estimates?
Free estimates, as always.
Okay. How about any discount?
Yes. Any new clients that I do lawn mowing, I'll do free gutter cleaning. For the house, spring and fall.
Oh, awesome. I'll take note of that. Okay. And do you already have a mission statement?
What do you mean?
A mission statement, like a sentence or two that summarizes the company or your mission or goal as a company. I think we could, I'm not sure. I tried to look into your website in here. Yeah, I haven't seen a mission statement on your website. Do you have one in mind?
Okay, tell me something about mission. Give me an idea of what to do, what to put in. Be a creative.
For example,
help me out.
For example, I can make some suggestions. So, for example, if you're doing like gardening and lawn care services, we can say that at All About Landscaping, we bring creative projects and visions to life, or our mission is to bring creative projects and visions to life, if that's okay with you. Or we can say something like, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Yes, and we are a very reasonable company. I'm not saying cheap, but reasonable, if you know what I mean.
Okay. We can say our mission is to provide, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service for a competitive price. Is that okay?
Okay, yes.
I'll have that. How about a tagline or a slogan, something short and catchy that you're using? Like
again,
your website.
Come up with something.
In
like,
your website.
You got grass, we mow it for you.
We can use that. In your website, though, like in the main page itself, I see we take pride in our work.
Yep.
That you would want to be consistent
yes.
with since we
yes.
that.
Yes.
Would that be okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
10 years. Going 11.
Oh, great. So I'll put 2014 here or 2013?
2014.
Okay. How many years of experience do you have?
Oof, 20. 20
About
plus.
20 years. Wow. It's definitely going to be attractive in your profile, over 20 years of experience. How many people work with the company?
Three full-time, four, one part-time. So I would say four.
Okay. Okay. And you work with both residential and commercial, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And your hours, what are your hours of operation?
I would say 8 to 5, 8 to 6, but I don't mind to keep it like later.
Later? Okay. Is this Mondays to Fridays only?
No, weekends too.
Mondays to Saturdays?
Because weekends I have time to go on ski jobs.
Oh, okay. All right then. We can have that Mondays to Sundays. And your payments, let me know if this is correct. You accept cash, check, and Venmo?
Correct.
Okay. And let me get all of this noted. I'll be sending this over to our provisioning team so that we can start optimizing your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So let's talk about Google now. Your business is located in Shelton, and the cities that you want to cover, let me know if these are okay. I found Fairfield, New Canaan, Norwalk, Westport, Wilton. Okay, Canaan. And then Wilton, Ridgefield. Is this Trumbull, Monroe?
Yep.
Are these all okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd like to
mm-hmm.
add?
Shelton.
Yeah, Shelton, yes, it's automatic.
Shelton,
yes.
Too. And Stratford.
Stratford, okay. All right, then. And do you remember if you've created a Google business profile before, or do you already have a Google business profile?
No, I'd like to make one.
We can take care of that, don't worry. We'll create a Google business profile and have it optimized. So for getting your Google business profile to show up in the local search and local maps in this areas, Google will require one or two verification methods. They are the ones that will determine what the verification method will be. It can either be a video or phone or email or a postcard. So So for the verification process, we will be asking for your assistance and cooperation to get that done. The video verification is the one with the highest likelihood to occur. And since you're the business owner, what you will do if Google will require a video verification is you'll be uploading a video showing your location, your equipment, proof of management. We'll send you an email with instructions and the requirements so that you can get a clearer idea. And then if just a few tips on that, we would recommend between 1 to 3 minutes long for the video. It can also be as short as 30 seconds. And then sometimes if the video file is too large, you can lower the video quality on your phone first before taking the video. And it would be best if you are in a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions. So just look out for...
So basically, I'm going to open up my two-car garage. I have my two trailers, my lawnmowers, my equipment, everything in my garage and in front of my house. My trailers and everything. I'm going to record all of that.
Yes, that's correct. We will also send you...
That's more than enough proof. That's more than... That's just right there, it's over $150,000. It's $150,000 worth of equipment.
That would be sufficient. And we'll also send you an example, a sample video of the, a sample video that we have created so that you can, have an idea how the video should be. And we will send it through email. Okay. And then...
Okay. And when I record this, to whom I have to send it?
Oh, it will be directly through Google. We will send you a link where you will upload that video. So the link will be a Google link. It's a link to your Google business profile.
Oh, okay. So the Google wants to verify that this is not a hoax.
That's
this
correct.
Is not a BS.
They also want to protect their credibility, and they will only show legit businesses in the Google search. So that's why... they would need you to verify the profile first before they show you up in the results. We will create the Google business profile first, and then once created, we will let you know once we have an advice from Google on what the verification process will be. Okay. And then, Barrett, one of our newest features is to create weekly occurring posts.
Hello?
On behalf
Hold
of
on
your...
a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Just a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Okay. I'm sorry because I lost you for a second.
Oh, can you hear me okay? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was talking about the one of the features that we also do is we create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. So these posts are basically images with captions about your business, and we post this every week. And it is going to be a great way to get attention and real estate at Google. And, of course, it will also help in optimization. You can preview or edit or delete this post anytime in the client dashboard that we will create for you. Okay? So just letting you know that we're also going to be doing
quick
that.
Question. Quick question, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
To whom I have to send my pictures? To whom I have to send the pictures? So you guys can put it in my Facebook, whatever, or how you're going to do that, Google and stuff like that, so people can see.
You will send it to us, and I will also discuss that in a little bit, yes.
Okay.
We will send you an email where you can send the photos. But before that, let me also talk about Yelp. Do you already have a Yelp page?
No.
If you want, we can create a Yelp page for you. We can add that as one of the directories. Yeah. So in your Yelp page,
that was part of the part of the deal.
Yeah. Just confirming first, because I know some people don't really like Yelp. So definitely, we can create one for you. It's gonna be part of the package. And then just a heads up, Yelp takes about 14 days to approve a new page, but we will let you know once we've already had it created. Okay, and we will also have it optimized. Now for Facebook. So I see that you already have a Facebook page, which is all about landscaping CT. Do you have access to this Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. We will be sending you an email to give us partner access to your Facebook business page. So once we have partner access, we will be able to run the Facebook ads on the page, and we will also be able to optimize the Facebook page for you. And then okay. My next question, for the photos that you'd want to use for the ads, for the page, and for the Google business profile, if you have those photos, I'll be sending you an email, a photos email, and that's where you can reply with the photos that you'd want us to use. I see that you already have a like a logo in here. So would you want to use the same logo? Logo, like this picture of a tree, and you're all about landscaping with a shovel. Yeah, we'll also ask you to send a copy of that logo to us through the photos email. We would prefer high-quality photos in here so that it would look nice. And then if in case we don't have enough photos to use or if the quality of the photo is not so good, we will be using copyright-protected stock photos, and these are all photos that are also related to your industry. So no worries about using them or having them on your pages. And Barrett, I will also need to know your Facebook ads. What would you want for what button you want for your ads? Because when we run your ads, there will be a call to action button. Your choices are going to be a call button or a message button or a Facebook form fill.
I would say phone to call me.
Call button. Okay. All right, then. You'll receive their calls directly on the phone number that we have.
They're going to send a Facebook, Florida, California, whatever. I want Facebook to be in this town where I live, where I told you earlier. We named them.
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out.
The Facebook, I want it to be in my area, the town that you and I talked earlier.
Oh, okay, yes. We will also
I want my ad to go in Florida.
Oh, absolutely. Your ads will be retargeted to a specific, to the target areas only that we have noted earlier. So no worries about that. And then, all right, so we'll use the call button for your Facebook ads. I'll just have to take note of that. And then I'd also need to know if you have a preferred time for us to call you or reach out to you if we have any follow-ups from our end.
Yep, all the time, around 5 p.m., 6 p.m. at my time.
Okay, and I'll take note of that.
Eastern time, not Californian time.
Yes, so that would be around 4 or 5 p.m. your time. I'll take note. And then, okay. I'll be reviewing the emails that you will be receiving from us in the next few days, Barrett. So as I've mentioned earlier, first you will be receiving the keywords email. Just review them, and if you want to make any changes or add to those keywords, just reply to that keywords email. And then you will receive a photos email. So you can send up to 20 pictures at a time on the photos, on the email, I mean. Again, we would prefer high-quality photos in there. And if in case you see any photos that we use that you don't like or you'd want us to change them, just let us know so we can update it anytime. And then you will also receive your login credentials to your client dashboard. So your local slash client dashboard is where you will see everything. We would recommend you to check this as often as you can. This is where you can track and manage your company's online performance, and it's also mobile friendly, so you can log in from any device. You can see how many calls you're getting, how many clicks you are receiving from here. This is also where you can play back the calls that you have received for those people that dial the call tracking number that we will create. And you can also see here the keywords that customers are using to find you, as well as the directories where we list your business on. And also, as a reminder, one of our team will be reaching out to you once the call tracking number information is available. And then you will receive an email with a follow-up regarding the Google Business Profile and the Yelp. For the Facebook business page, you will also receive an email where you can click on a link in the email to give us partner access to the Facebook business page. And also, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis, and we will submit your business information and the content we have created to directories. Once the Google business profile has been verified, we will optimize that, and you should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. Don't forget that you can visit your dashboard anytime to see your listings or to create posts or update content. Another important thing.
We'll talk as we go. We'll talk as we go. You will teach me how to do that, how to train that.
As we go. Yes. Another thing that I
also... too much for me all at once.
For sure. I know it sounds a lot right now, but definitely we'll go through them one by one, and there will be one by one follow-ups about those. And then, as a heads up, since all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, of course, it will benefit you with more online presence. It can result in all types of calls, like service requests or competitor calls. There can also be solicitor calls or text messages. Some of them may be claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare Networks. They may be requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile. So just a heads up, these are all scam calls. We will never do that. So if you have any questions, just give us a call before responding to any of these questionable requests that you might have. Okay? And then we're almost done here. I would just like to set a follow-up call with you. It's 3 weeks time. So this follow-up call will be to touch base and see how your account is progressing. By that time, we are assuming that the Google business profile has already been verified. We've already started running the campaigns and the ads. So are you okay if we call you at around the same time? 3 weeks from now will be the 29th. Are you okay with that, July 29th? Hello, sir? I think I've lost you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right, yes. Hello? All right, I'll also send
you.
I can hear you now. Thank you. We'll send you a calendar reminder as well, a calendar invite, so you can get a reminder on when we will call. And this would actually conclude our interview. I thank you so much for your patience and for taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any questions?
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you too. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much
and
for your help.
In case you need to ask or
you know what I would like? I would like to be your happiest customer in your company.
We will be happier if you will be the happiest customer, definitely. We really will look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. So we will be working together for that. And if in case you need to reach out to us, we're available through text or email, phone call or chat. We're open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Mondays to Fridays. And just please look out for the text, the emails, and the call that you'll be receiving from us in the next couple of days.
Remember one thing. Put it on your note. I'm a text guy. That's my email guy.
Okay. All right, then.
I'm a text guy. You text, you call, I answer. Email guy. If you send me email for something specific, text me at the same time you send email if I have to review or to sign or to upload or to do something. Remember
that. Oh, we definitely do that.
Profile there.
Yeah.
Because
I'll
if you send me all emails one, they're going to go just garbage.
Okay. We actually do that. When we send you an email, we send you a text message as well. So no problem. I think we'll have no problem with that. Anything else that I can help you with?
That's it for now.
Okay. Sorry, you're still cutting in and out.
Have a good
but
day.
Sorry?
I said have a good day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you so much. And you have a great day, too. And thanks for, thank you again, and welcome to Local Splash. Bye-bye for now.
All the best, bye.
Thank you.